Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I am Jody White, really, really. Welcome to Lunch Watch. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Hello. But let's see if I can get those numbers up by the end of the day. I should be hitting at least 10k a week on hellos to become the sort of person I aim to become, i.e. someone who says hello 10,000 times a week. But either way, hello. And welcome to Lunch Watch. In case you don't know or weren't aware, Lunch Watch is a kind of a display-based lunch competition. You send in one lunch you've had between Monday and Wednesday to be reviewed by myself, Johnny White, really, really, as well as the ever-absent and shadowy figure of Dan Canetti to receive the ultimate honour of being this or that week's winning lunch. How are we all? How are all your lives unfolding? Horrible thing to ask, mind you, how's your life unfolding? But we should strive to not shy away from the tough questions, should we not? I'm fine, thanks. My life is unfolding as expected, more sort of unravelling, although maybe that's more me as myself than my life as it relates to me, although the life maketh the man, as they say, as they can't help but say. Who's they, you ask? I don't know. But enough about unfolding and unravelling, because it's time to unbox lunch. And there was a helpful selection this week, and an appropriate selection, and I was, for all I could be, sustained to see them. Lots of healthy food abound this week, wholemeal this, salad that, etc. Made me think to myself, hold on guys, I didn't realise it was health week. Sorry everyone, I'm trying to bring a different atmosphere to the writing. Been trying to inject a bit of sort of swaggering charm and off the cuff business to Lunch Watch, but I think the health week stuff just isn't the way to go. Also, for all I know, it is health week, and if it's not, well, maybe it should be. Happy health week and a merry new year. But before we run screaming into the arms of the three front runners, I have to attend to my famous orders of business, but I don't have any this week. I can't always have orders of business. I'm not a businessman, after all. I don't ride the grey trains of morning, reeking of aftershave. I don't bring home the bacon, basically, to get right to the heart of it. What do I mean by bacon, you ask? Well, I don't know. I can't know everything. And so, for the three front runners. Firstly, we had Harry. His entry, self-isolating and awaiting food delivery tomorrow, so on the dregs. One half wrap with fake Peking duck and cucumber / one half wrap folded around Linda McCartney mozzarella burger with cheddar. Shared with boyfriend, no drink yet. This was a good one from Harry. I'm bending the rules slightly, re there not being a drink, although I will presume water, as I do in these cases. My eye was fair beshimmered to read the detail about the cheddar. Cheddar on the mozzarella is the Lord's work, and may he remove me if I'm speaking out of turn. But no, this was a good one from Harry. Secondly, we had Jamie. His entry. Skipped breakfast this morning, so had a very extravagant lunch of a Tesco own brand cheese and bean slice, some pita bread with hummus and chili oil, an apple, a packet of ready salted hula hoops, and some lime and mint squash. This appealed to me a great deal, not least because I was able to imagine lime and mint squash as two separate squashes, but both green and both devilishly refreshing. That this is a fiction doesn't matter. Sometimes fiction is stranger than truth, I hope no one's listening to this while navigating a boat, because that last bit about fiction and truth is liable to set your head spinning. But listen to me harping on. And lastly, we had Lucy, her entry, falafel, hummus and braw slaw wrap with olives on the side and a glass of water. I had never heard of braw slaw, and it turns out it's a sort of beetroot coleslaw. Looks great, I must confess. Also made me say Bratislava over and over again in my head for hours, which was yet another plus point. So yeah, good stuff from Lucy. And that was all the three front runners. And as we mull over the three front runners, I would just like to play that little game with the coin heads or tails with Zoe. Zoe's here.
Hiya.
And do you have a coin to hand?
I do.
And will you reveal what kind it is?
2p.
2p. The big circle.
Well, a lot of them.
What happens now? If you, oh no, yeah.
Affix in your mind?
Yes. So if you're listening at home, if you'd like to affix in your mind for what you should want us to stand for or decide, and Zoe is getting ready to turn it in the air, and here she goes. Is the flip good?
Flip's good.
And do we have a reading?
We have a reading.
What is it?
Yes, Tails.
Tails again. My word. We're a very Tailsy organisation here.
Mm-hmm. Unashamedly pro tails.
Unashamedly pro tails. thank you very much, Zoe.
Thank you.
And thanks for taking part at home, everybody. And we'll see you again. Don't know where, don't know when. But I know we'll see you again some sunny day.
Bye.
Bye. So the final verdict fast approaches. I hope that you don't spill any drinks on your carpet today, or any day. Now pick up your ears as I do the recap. Shall it be Harry with his duck wrap and double cheese and only cheese burger and presumed water? Will it be Jamie with his cheese and bean slice with hummus and hula hoops and squash? Or won't it be Lucy with her braw slaw and falafel and water? And it makes perfect sense to me to reveal to you that this week the winner is Jamie. And I'm phoning to make you aware that you won the Lunchwatch podcast this week. The competition, I mean. You won Lunchwatch.
Oh, my goodness. What an honour. What can I say?
I tell you what you can say. Talk us through some of the thoughts and feelings that led you to have the particular lunch that you won with. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Does that sound normal? Is that like a normal sounding question? I might pose it a separate way. So if you'd just like to talk us through some of the thoughts and feelings. I always say feelings, but you don't need to do that. Tell you what, just describe the lunch that you won with.
I was feeling hungry because I skipped breakfast.
Nice.
And so I thought that I should give myself a bigger lunch than normal.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Absolutely. And so I keep these cheese and bean slices in the fridge for when I need to eat something quickly. They're not even that nice, to be honest, but they're quite comforting.
Well, as my friend Joe Daniel said, this is back in 2011, he said sometimes it's nice to have a mediocre meal.
Absolutely, completely. Yeah. I'm very much on board with that idea. Yeah. We had some pita bread with some of the last of some hummus in a pot that I had, with some chili oil on the top to make it feel fancy.
Yeah, always does imbue it with a regal air.
And then I've led you down the wrong path, actually, because there were some hula hoops as well. Ready, solid hula hoops.
Hold on. Is this new info?
No, you were aware of the hula hoops.
I was aware of the hula hoops. Okay, all right. So what? Okay.
It started with the hula hoops at 11:30.
Okay. So wait, hold on. What? In which way am I being led down the garden path?
Well, because I didn't actually mean to have lunch when I had, because it was 11:30. I just
accidentally had lunch.
And then I realized that I was so hungry that I needed more than just the hula hoops. And so
snowballed into lunch.
I might have. Yeah, maybe. I think this is quite a common theme on the podcast, actually. People always apologize for actually having different lunches to what they said. And I guess I'm no exception.
Sometimes lunch, you don't know when it's going to happen.
You don't. That's the beautiful thing about lunch, I think.
Yeah. Got a sort of general idea. That would be in the middle of the day. Nice. Well, that's a wonderful That's a wonderful thing. Have you had your lunch? It could be that you have had your lunch today. And have you had it? Yeah, and what did you have?
I had some leftover gung bao chicken, but it was corn and not chicken.
Oh, nice. Okay, nice.
It was all right. The recipe called for 12 dried chilies, and I got really scared and I put 10 in, and it was still way too many dried chilies, but you live and you learn.
Are there any lunches you would like to see win in the future? / do you think that's a good question?
Well, Alice last week said that she'd practice this question, and I also practiced this question, and I still don't have an answer for you. I guess I'd quite like to see more sort of cobbled together lunches like mine was, because it's not the first time I'd entered, and I didn't think this was the one I was going to win with.
Some slipshod lunches.
Absolutely, yeah. It was a last ditch. Oh, there's a notification at 2 on Wednesday. I've forgotten to put my lunch in for this week. Just got to put what I had in, and it ended up being the winner. Slipshod is the word. Yeah. Just whatever's in your cupboards.
Nice. Well, you heard it on here. You listened to it here. I'm speaking to the listener. You heard it here. Put it. No, what am I saying? Open your cupboards, basically.
Yeah,
that's it.
Let it all out. Absolutely.
And let it flow. Let it flow through you. Okay, wonderful. Well, all that I can apologise, I can and I will, for my interviewing. It's not my strong suit. I hope you...
Interviewing is not mine.
No, you've made a good pair. You've done me proud. All right,
I'm
also
really not used to answering to your voice.
Oh,
it's normally a very one-sided conversation.
Yeah, well, thanks for answering to my voice. And thanks for... please take part next week. And
I would love to.
And congratulations again. And,
thank you very much.
We'll speak to you soon, man.
And
goodbye.
Bye.
That was Jamie, a.k.a. Jamie and the Giant Peachy. And if you'd like to follow in his footsteps, you can, because I can now declare Lunchwatch open again. If you're listening to this between Monday and Wednesday, you can send in your entries on Twitter or in an email to lunchwatch@hattrickwith2t's.com or on Facebook. But as ever, you can work that one out for yourself. When I was a child, there was always an extra place set at the kitchen table, and whilst we ate our dinners, me and my brothers would fret to ourselves, look at the empty place setting, the chair with nobody sat in it. And my father would say, "Don't worry, eat your food before it gets cold. Our guest will be here soon." But the guest never came, and there was something missing in the room forever. I used to think he had been trying to toughen us up to a degree, keep us on our toes maybe. But I don't understand how it could have, just to say there was someone coming for dinner that never came, because it just made me feel uneasy, and in any event, the toughening up angle was my idea entirely, and I had no reason to think that in the first place. Then I thought he'd done it to add some mystery to our lives. When you're a child, time goes so slowly, and the days are often very similarly scheduled. So maybe this guest had been created to add a bit of imaginative space, some dramatic tension too. Later, I decided it had all been done to try to impress us, from a social perspective. But recently I discovered that there had actually been a guest all along, and they had been supposed to come every time, but they just never did, because they had heard that we were dreadful company.
Lunch Watch was written and performed by Johnny White, Really Really, with original music by Johnny White, Really Really. The Coin Flip was performed by Zoe Waterman. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.